اوعى تفتكر انك انت.
Egyptian state television offers constant reminders that the nation is at war and there are few battlegrounds as contested as the media itself. Since the July ouster of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi, stations sympathetic to him have been shut down, reporters have been arrested, and others driven underground. Press freedom groups decry what they call a clear hostility towards media that fail to sing the army's praises. But some longtime champions of free speech see the need. Political sociologist Saeed Sadek.
There are moments in history where human rights and freedom of expression and media may have to take a pause, unfortunately. This is political reality, not political illusions.
Sadek is among many who say national salvation is now at stake. But military attempts to curry favor in the media were evident even before the coup. A video leaked on the RAST YouTube channel shows military chief General Abdel Fattah el-Sisi earlier this year discussing ways to influence key media figures.
We are certainly working on that, and we are achieving better results, but we have not yet reached what we want.
While critics point to military strong-arming, there appears to be genuine support for a monolithic voice. Sadek says the dissenting voices of the foreign media, seen as supporting the Muslim Brotherhood and their protests, are a problem.
Some of the journalists who came, are so romanticizing, oh, these are poor people.
Their reports ignored the hate speech of some Islamist media, he says. Whatever the justification for the pro-military tilt and the suppression of free press, the pitfalls are clear. Professor Christian Doneth says the demonizing of the Muslim Brotherhood may have short-term advantages, but does not bode well for the future.
The problem with this, the kind of language that's being used, it makes it more difficult to conduct negotiations in the future with the Brotherhood and with its supporters. And it's difficult to see how Egypt will be able to kind of return to the kinds of stability that the government is calling for, that the average people on the street want, without some sort of reconciliation.
But with journalists avoiding arrest by showing only the military side of the story, a more balanced view seems a long way away. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.